Hi, it's Stacey. There are so many things to think about as a parent in every different stage of your kids' lives. One thing that I was really surprised by, and I don't want you to be surprised by, is how quickly your kids might need braces. I was thinking like junior high maybe was the time. No way. Liv needed to start way earlier than I thought, and I thank Dr. Hutta so much because he did a test, which, by the way, the original consultation and x-ray are free at the Hutta Family of Orthodontists, so that saves you money right there, but they can let you know from that x-ray if it's time for your kids to get braces. So take all the guesswork out. Make sure you check off one more thing on the list of things to do as a parent and contact HuttaFamilyOrtho.com. That's HuttaFamilyOrtho.com. They've got three locations in Central Ohio, Worthington, Westerville, and Gahanna. HuttaFamilyOrtho.com. You see the pink everywhere, but what are you doing about it?
Mommy!
It's the Momcast.
Really, Mom?
Mommy!
Mom!
You are listening.
Momcast!
And Momcast.
Hi there, it's Stacey, Heather, and our producer Greg for Momcast. Thanks for joining us again. And Heather, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
It is. And what better way to promote for moms and family members and even dads to get that annual mammogram than to talk to the experts?
Right. And no, but the thing is, does it wig you out to get a mammogram?
Well, I've only had one because I am just now 41. And so when I turned 40, I did get a mammogram. And no, it didn't.
That's kind of the thing. Isn't it interesting? Some women, I wonder if really, because they're saying, oh, it's painful, or, and I do get that. It's a little painful. It's, I think, more painful for us gals that are not as
in doubt
that perhaps, that passed us by. The littler they are, I think it's harder to
pinch.
It really is.
It's not a pinch. It's a squeeze. It really was, I'll have to be honest, people had put it in my mind that
right.
It was traumatic. And I really want to say it wasn't.
No. I did mine. I did them on the air for a long time. It really isn't a big deal. And I get it. But it's not, once you do it, you're like, okay, probably the worst part for me was it was a little chilly.
You know,
when they first started, it's a little chilly.
It is.
To put the gals in there. Other than that, it's not a big deal. And so I think maybe it's the idea that you don't know what might happen. And I understand that. But the thing about breast cancer, it's way better to know. And they can catch this stuff early. And that's why we push getting your mammogram. You get it done early, and it's going to make a huge difference. So that's why every year we have to pay attention to it.
And, you know, sometimes I think to myself, do I sound like a broken record when I tell my friends? And I'm interested in asking the doctor today, you know, has the James seen, that people are putting off those mammograms and those health screenings because of COVID? Because I know in my personal life, there are a couple of people who canceled those appointments for fear of going to the doctor because of COVID. And they feared for, you know,
sure.
And I remember specifically one of those friends changing their mind because of a discussion we had, and that person ended up having stage 2 breast cancer, friend of mine. So thank goodness we were able to have that conversation.
Right.
But when you hear it from a friend or a family member, it means something. We aren't a broken record. It's important to talk about.
Well, and here's the thing about that too. You mentioned people, obviously, COVID-19, certainly something that would make you say, okay, I'm going to not go in because they're very busy, or, you know, they're using the resources for other things right now. But it's also for those of us that don't always want to do it, it's just an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another excuse. So it's time to get back at it. We're going to give you the info you need and heed the call. That, I guess that's the best thing I can say is, we're going to talk about this all the time. We don't always just talk about it in October,
right.
But this is really, really important stuff for all moms everywhere of every age. We have Dr. Amy Kerger, breast imaging radiologist at the James, and she also practices at the Stephanie Spielman Comprehensive Breast Center. Dr. Kerger, thank you for joining us on Momcast.
Well, thank you for having me, Stacey. It's good to be back.
Well, you know, sometimes, Heather, I feel like women start to take this stuff for granted. And that is just absolutely something we cannot do.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I've always wondered, Dr. Kerger, is when should we actually start beginning breast cancer screening?
So I know that's been a huge topic of confusion for most women, because there's all these different entities out there giving you all these different timelines and when you should start. But for us in the breast field who deal with breast cancer patients on a regular basis, with the American Cancer Breast Surgeons, with the American College of Radiology, we believe that you should start at 40, and then you should get annual mammograms every year after that. There's, you know, a lot of talk about starting at 50, but the problem I see with that is that when you don't start at 40, you are losing your chance of diagnosing a breast cancer really early. And there are a lot of women who get breast cancer in their 40s. One in 69 women will get breast cancer in their 40s. And that's not something you want to sit on and wait for, because the longer you wait to find that breast cancer, the larger it is, the more extensive the treatments are that we have to do. And a lot of times the harder the treatment is on the woman. The earlier we find that breast cancer, the quicker we can treat it, the easier the treatments are for a woman, and we can get you right back to your life a little bit faster. Also, when women are in their 40s, there's been studies that have been done, and it shows that 70% of the women who have died from breast cancer when they're in their 40s are those women who aren't being screened annually. So we really believe in that annual screening. We also know that breast cancer kind of doubles its size within a 2-year span of time. So doing that every other year screening, you've got a better chance of it growing double the size, where every year we're going to catch it at a much smaller size. We're going to be able to treat it better. So get your screening, start at 40. We also recommend that at the age of 30, you should talk with your general practitioner and you should get a risk assessment to make sure that you're not at higher risk for breast cancer, whether it's by family history or there's a whole lot of risk factors that can cause you to get breast cancer, and to make sure if you're at a higher risk for that, then we want you to get screened a little earlier, and your provider can help decide for you whether or not that's something you need to do or not. Here at the Spielman Center, we have a high-risk screening program, so if you and your provider decide you think you might be high-risk, you can come see us here at our high-risk program, and we'll do a full workup to see if you need to be screened earlier and a little more often. Or if you're just the average risk person and you wait to 40 and get your annual screening every year.
Now, Dr. Kerger, that's good advice. Let's talk a little bit about the effect COVID-19 has had, because a lot of people have been putting off what they might consider to be routine testing. I would assume that that can happen as far as mammograms go as well. Maybe this has been a time where women didn't get in last year.
Well, as we all know, COVID-19 has impacted all of our lives in many ways, and all of us putting off some of our healthcare needs has definitely been part of it. And part of that was last year we had to stop screening for a small amount of time to try to keep everybody safe when we were trying to figure out what we all needed to do and what this virus really was about and how to best protect ourselves. So that in itself kind of pushed everybody back, stopped some people from getting screened for that month. And then, you know, like everybody, you know, when you get out of your habit and when life, you know, throws a boomerang at you, we all kind of sometimes forget. But now's the time to get back in, get your screening. It's not too late. Get your screening for any kind of health care need that you have missed, whether it's your well check, your colonoscopy, your breast cancer screening. You know, we can't forget that even though we're in the middle of a pandemic, you know, that doesn't stop breast cancer from happening. And we want to make sure that we can get you in, we can get you taken care of, and we can get you healthy in that part of your life. We have, you know, done everything we can to keep everybody safe, cleaning, masks, you know, our technologists are well trained. We check everybody before they come to make sure that you're not sick that day. So, you know, we in the healthcare field are doing what we can to make sure you're safe when you come in for your screening. And if you have any questions about that, when you call the schedule, we're more than happy to discuss that with you. But get in, get your screening. We want to make sure that, you know, you get, if you have anything going on, we get caught early and then take care of it now and not waiting till later. So it's never too late. It's okay if you missed it. We all are kind of in the same boat of forgetting to take care of ourselves when things are crazy, but we're here for you and we're ready to take care of you.
So Dr. Kerger, you are at the James at The Ohio State University, which personally, I am biased. I had cancer surgery at the James for melanoma, and I encourage all of my friends to go to Ohio State. But does it matter where our friends and family get their annual mammogram?
Well, it does. And we at the James, we're an NCI designated cancer hospital. And there's only 51 of those in the United States. So we're one of 51, which is awesome. And if you can come to an NCI designated cancer center like ours, you're going to have breast imaging experts, our technologists, our radiologists. This is all we do all day, every day, our breast surgeons. And so, you know, you have the experts. If you don't live near an NCI designated center, you want to make sure you look for something that says an ACR center, American College of Radiology, because that means it's designated by the American College of Radiology as being a breast center. And if it can have breast center of excellence on it, that is even a better designation that you're going somewhere that, you know, truly this is something that they do day in and day out. And they, you know, are very good at what they do. And they're the experts in their field.
I have a question. The last time I got my mammogram, everything kind of changed for me. I got called in and I have dense breast tissue, which if you saw me, you wouldn't expect, at least in my mind. That's not something I thought would be the case. But let's talk about that and why it's important for women to know that they have dense breast tissue.
That's a really good question, Stacey. Dense breast tissue is a small increased risk factor for women. The dense part we're talking about is when you're looking at a mammogram, there's kind of a black part of the mammogram, which is the fat, and the white part of the mammogram, which is your breast tissue. Then the more breast tissue you have, the denser, as we call it, the breast is. And 50% of the population is considered to have dense breast tissue. Now, this can change with your time, you know, in your life. You may have it on one mammogram, we may say it's dense, and next year it might not be, and the year after it might be again. That can change with hormones, weight gain, weight loss, and all of those other things. But the important part of it is that having dense breasts increases your risk of breast cancer slightly. So that goes into those risk factors I talked about earlier that could put you at a higher risk. So it's something you want to talk to your provider about. And number two, it acts like a masking effect. For instance, I always like to use the analogy that if it's winter and there's snow on the ground and I take a snowball and I put it in your front yard on the snowy grass and I ask you to come out and find the snowball, you probably can't find the snowball because it's the white snowball on the white grass. And it's the same thing with a mass on the mammogram. If the mass is always white and it's on a white background, it makes it much more difficult for us to see. Now, there's many other things we look for when we're looking for breast cancer signs on the mammogram. That's just one of them. So, yes, the mammogram is still the right thing. It's still the first and the foremost thing that we want you to do and get before, you know, for your breast cancer screening. However, if you have dense breasts, there is a law that states that I have to let you know that you have that. So in your report, it's going to state what kind of breast density you have. That also triggers a letter to tell you that you have dense breast and that you should talk to your provider about it having an increased risk of cancer. With mixed all the other risk factors. It also will tell you that there are secondary screening exams that you can have done to increase the likelihood of finding an extra breast cancer in somebody to kind of help us with that masking effect. And one of those things that we have here at the Stephanie Spielman Comprehensive Breast Center in the James is something called ABUS. It's automated breast ultrasound. It's a screening test. We have it a few out of our satellite sites. So if you get that letter, you can talk with your provider about it and see if it's the right thing for you. But we can then add that on to your yearly screening with your mammogram. And it does help us find an extra 3 to 4 per thousand cancers in women with dense breasts on top of the cancer we find with the mammogram.
Dr. Kirker, it sounds like that's not necessarily something to be afraid of. It's not necessarily a negative diagnosis. It's just important to be aware that that is part of your medical history, if you will.
Correct. And it's really important to have that knowledge. And in fact, there was a woman who got diagnosed with breast cancer in California and has come from is from her saying, geez, I never knew I had dense breasts. I never knew that cancer could hide in there or it put me at a slight increased risk. So she wanted women to know that hey, you have dense breasts, you might want to get an extra screening study. You just might want to talk to your doctor about your risk factors and look at it as a whole and see if you are at that increased or higher risk. So it's information that can help guide your healthcare. It should not be something you're afraid of. It does not put you at, you know, that big of an increased risk compared to somebody else, but it's something to be aware of, and also be aware of that it can change with time. So that, you know, some years you may be in that dense breast category, and with time that may not be the case.
Let's talk a little bit about inflammatory breast disease or inflammatory breast cancer.
So inflammatory breast cancer is a very rare and aggressive form of breast cancer, but it's one that we really want to catch, and we want to catch early. It's about 1-5% of breast cancers that we see. And like I said, it's rare, but it's a very aggressive form of cancer. It comes on very quickly. It starts at a stage 3. And so when you get diagnosed with it, you're either a stage 3 or a stage 4. Breast cancer can start at a stage 0, if that gives you an idea, and goes up to a stage 4. So we want to catch this cancer early. It is the regular, you know, breast cancer you're thinking of when we talk about pathology. However, it presents differently. The cancer cells get into the lymphatics of the breast tissue, and it usually presents with a red, swollen breast. Unfortunately, this can mimic the signs of mastitis, which is an infection of the breast. So it's important for you to see your physician, and if they treat you for infection and it doesn't get better completely, that, you know, you come and see a breast specialist, because it could be inflammatory breast cancer, and it's something that you don't want to sit around and wait on, because it can, you know, be very aggressive, and we want to treat it as quickly as we possibly can.
Is that why it's so hard to diagnose, Dr. Kerger? It sounds like it almost hides until it's way advanced, stage 3, you said. It sounds sneaky.
It is a sneaky breast cancer. And like I said, it'll come on quickly. It'll come on with a red, swollen breast. It's usually more than 30% of the breast. A lot of times with infection, we see it to be less than 30% of the breast that has that look to it. It can almost look like the breast will end up getting so swollen that it'll almost look like the skin of an orange, because the pores will kind of pull inward. If you see nipple flattening, if you see swelling under your arm, especially things that present really rapidly, no fevers and other signs of infection, no reason, you haven't had a baby recently, don't have any other reasons, haven't had a recent surgery to have a sign for a breast infection. A bug bite, we say, something that looks like you got bit by a bug, or you had a pimple that just won't heal on the breast, that's another sign that we sometimes look for. And most of the time, 95 to 98% of the time, it's going to be a breast infection. And most of the time, women get treated first for the infection, and we give you some antibiotics. But if it doesn't get better, that's when we need to know, hey, we need to look at this a little further. The other thing with inflammatory breast cancer is they always say, no lump, still cancer. A lot of times there is nothing that's palpable that we can feel. So it is a very sneaky cancer. And the reason it's so aggressive and scary is because it gets into the lymphatics a lot faster than regular breast cancer does. And then it can go, you know, throughout the body a little quicker. So we want to catch that, and we want to catch it early.
What is the GEMS doing to help women, you know, find out, like, you know, be able to see these symptoms faster and to help these women with inflammatory breast cancer?
So here at the GEMS, we not only have a lot of specialists, as we talked about, who are experts in the field, we have a lot of specialists who are experts in the field and have been studying inflammatory breast cancer throughout their careers, and are well aware of the signs, the symptoms, how it presents, and how to treat it effectively. And we at the GEMS, starting in January, are actually starting in a multidisciplinary inflammatory breast cancer program here at the GEMS. It'll be the first in the Midwest portion of the country. Right now, a lot of people go to MD Anderson or Dana-Farber. They're, you know, been kind of designated as experts in this field for inflammatory breast cancer, but we are bringing it here to the GEMS to help people in this area and throughout the country get the help they need when they have this type of breast cancer, and get it treated, and get it treated quickly and in the right way. So if, you know, you have something going on in your breast like this, you can call and we will screen to see if we think it might be inflammatory breast cancer, and we'll see you quickly and we'll get you diagnosed and get you treated.
Well, it sounds like the James, and we already knew this, the James is such a wonderful resource for us here in Central Ohio, and really probably for women outside of Central Ohio as well. But I wanted to just pass on through Sunny 95, we've got Pink with a Purpose for the rest of this month. Just a little incentive. Anyone that schedules their James mammogram gets a $10 gift card to Macy's. So if you need a little bribing, we're not above that. If that encourages you to do it, we hope that you will do it for sure. Dr. Amy Kerger, thank you so much for joining us today and getting some information out there. Like I said, I think sometimes, you know, we see the pink. We've been doing this now. I think the awareness is out there. But we need to make sure that we're actually following through and getting our mammograms and taking charge of all of that. And we appreciate you and the James being a big part of fighting this for all women and men around our area. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stacey and Heather. It's been a pleasure.
And I want to thank you in advance, moms, sisters, wives, family members, even dads. Thank you for scheduling your mammogram today. Please tell your family and friends. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but it is important to talk about this all year long. Thank you so much for joining Stacy, Greg, and myself on MomCast. If you could please rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also find us on Facebook as well. We'll see you next time.